Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your daily dive into the headlines shaping our world. I'm Arjiv, and joining me, as always, is our brilliant reporter, Arohi, to break down the most impactful stories. Before we jump into today's news, let's take a quick look back. On this day, March 25, 1957, a pivotal moment in European history occurred with the signing of the Treaty of Rome. This landmark agreement established the European Economic Community, the precursor to today's European Union, laying the foundation for greater economic integration and political cooperation. Its ripple effects are still seen today in discussions about trade and data privacy. Today, we're covering critical developments, pulling insights from top sources like NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, US Top News and Analysis, and many others. From geopolitical tensions to domestic policy shifts, tech, and business, we've got it all. Arohi, let's kick things off with a significant domestic story concerning data privacy.
This is a major concern, Arjiv. Government agencies, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are reportedly bypassing traditional legal channels like warrants by acquiring vast quantities of commercial data about Americans from data brokers. This data, which can include everything from precise location information and browsing habits to purchasing history, is typically compiled by companies that aggregate user data and sell it on the open market. By purchasing this data, agencies effectively circumvent Fourth Amendment protections that would normally require judicial oversight. This raises profound questions about individual privacy and civil liberties. Congress is actively investigating this, recognizing the urgent need for stronger regulatory frameworks to address this evolving threat.
That's a significant loophole. And speaking of U.S. domestic policy and the economy, Apple just made a substantial announcement regarding its manufacturing program. What's the latest?
Indeed. Apple is significantly expanding its American manufacturing program, committing $400 million through 2030. They're adding four new key partners: Bosch, Cirrus Logic, TDK, and Qnity Electronics. This strategic move is part of Apple's broader initiative to boost domestic production, strengthen its U.S. supply chain, and create high-tech manufacturing jobs. It underscores a growing trend where major tech companies invest more heavily in American-based manufacturing, driven by economic incentives and a push towards more resilient, localized supply chains.
An interesting development. Now, let's pivot from data and domestic manufacturing to a crucial global discussion impacting the economy and international relations, the ongoing situation with Iran. Arohi, what's the latest on peace talks?
The situation remains complex, Arjiv. Pakistan's foreign minister stated his country is mediating indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran, with Iran deliberating a U.S. proposal aimed at de-escalation. However, other reports confirm Iran has formally rejected that U.S. peace plan, instead countering with its own. This highlights deep divisions and the painstaking nature of these negotiations. Compounding this, Israel has claimed to have killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Navy chief, which could further escalate tensions and complicate diplomatic efforts.
So, a very fluid and tense diplomatic landscape. And the ripple effects of this conflict are being felt globally. What about the Philippines, regarding fuel and the broader economic picture?
The conflict's economic consequences are widespread and deeply felt, Arjiv. In the Philippines, for instance, we're seeing significant fuel chaos. BBC News Asia business correspondent Saranajan Atiwari reported directly from Manila on protests against skyrocketing fuel prices. The ongoing disruption to global oil supplies, exacerbated by the conflict, has pushed up prices, directly impacting everyday citizens, transportation costs, and essential services across the archipelago.
And the broader economic outlook is also concerning, particularly for major economies. What's the OECD saying?
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, has issued a stark warning regarding the global economic fallout. They predict that the Iran war will impact all major economies, creating headwinds for growth worldwide. However, their interim economic outlook specifically highlighted the UK as being more vulnerable and anticipated to be worse hit than its developed market counterparts. The UK economy, already grappling with post-Brexit adjustments and inflationary pressures, is anticipated to be disproportionately impacted by rising energy costs, further supply chain disruptions, and dampened global trade.
That's a grim forecast for the UK. And for the global energy market, Arohi, what does this mean for oil prices? We're hearing about backwardation. Can you explain that?
Absolutely, Arjiv. The oil market is currently in a state of backwardation. This describes a market condition where the current or spot price of a commodity is higher than the prices for future delivery. In simpler terms, crude oil for immediate delivery is more expensive than crude oil that will be delivered in several months' time. This phenomenon usually indicates tight current supply, strong demand, or expectations that supply will ease later. In the U.S.-Iran war context, backwardation reflects immediate concerns about potential supply disruptions, driving up short-term prices as traders factor in geopolitical risk and anticipate continued volatility.
Clearly, the conflict has far-reaching consequences. And speaking of economic shifts, a related energy topic, President Trump's stance on offshore wind. What are industry analysts saying about its potential impact?
President Trump has been consistently vocal in his opposition to offshore wind projects in the U.S., criticizing and attempting to hinder their development through various policy statements and actions. However, industry analysts warn that these attacks could have broader negative effects on business confidence and infrastructure spending across the entire U.S. economy. Offshore wind represents a significant investment in modern infrastructure, new supply chains, and green energy jobs. Undermining this sector, analysts argue, sends a chilling signal to investors, potentially discouraging investment in other crucial large-scale projects vital for economic growth and modernization.
From global conflicts and economic tremors, let's turn our attention to the evolving landscape of technology, privacy, and social media. Arohi, there's been a significant development in the EU regarding chat control. What's the latest on that?
This is a story with a fascinating twist and ongoing contention, Arjiv. The European Parliament initially delivered a perceived victory for privacy advocates, appearing to halt the controversial chat control proposal for mass scanning of private messages and photos. However, despite that initial vote, reports now suggest the EU still very much intends to push for mechanisms to scan private messages. The debate is ongoing, with significant pressure from some member states to implement these scanning technologies, while others push back vehemently on fundamental privacy grounds. This is a battle far from over, balancing child protection with fundamental privacy rights.
So, a temporary reprieve perhaps, but the conversation clearly continues. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, social media companies are facing a legal reckoning. Tell us about the recent addiction trial involving Meta and Google.
This is a landmark development, Arjiv, with potentially far-reaching consequences for the tech industry. A jury in Los Angeles has found Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, and Google, which owns YouTube, negligent in a trial centered on the harms of social media addiction. Plaintiffs allege that the company's platforms were intentionally designed to be addictive, leading to significant mental health issues, particularly in young users. This verdict is major, as it's one of the first times social media giants are held accountable by a jury for their product's addictive nature and alleged negative impacts.
That's a colossal legal blow. And what are the implications of this verdict for other countries, specifically the UK, which is also grappling with social media regulation?
The decision from the Los Angeles jury is absolutely being watched closely across the globe, Arjiv, particularly in nations actively pursuing their own digital regulations. The UK government, considering future social media regulations, especially concerning online safety and the protection of children, could be significantly influenced. It provides a powerful legal precedent that may embolden UK regulators and lawmakers to pursue more stringent rules regarding platform design, content moderation, and age verification. It adds considerable weight to arguments that social media companies bear greater responsibility for their products' societal impact.
Clearly, a defining moment for the tech industry's accountability. Before we move on to elections, there's also news concerning the cryptocurrency giant Binance. What are the allegations there?
Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is facing serious scrutiny, Arjiv, over allegations of facilitating transactions in violation of international sanctions. Investigators have reportedly uncovered that approximately $1.7 billion in cryptocurrency flowed through Binance accounts to Iranian entities. This occurred despite U.S. sanctions against Iran, and, according to reports, clues about these transactions were in plain sight for over a year, suggesting potential systemic issues. This places Binance under immense pressure from regulators, underscoring challenges in enforcing international sanctions in the often decentralized world of cryptocurrency.
A busy news day indeed. Now let's shift our focus to politics, both in the US and India, where election seasons are in full swing. Arohi, starting with the US, what are the key developments in the upcoming elections?
In the US, we're seeing intense political maneuvering ahead of the 2026 elections, Arjiv, as both parties strategize for crucial wins. In California's Central Valley, for example, Latino voters are proving to be a truly pivotal demographic, with both major parties aggressively vying for their support. While there was a notable shift towards Republicans in 2024, recent analysis suggests this might have been more of a temporary fluctuation rather than a durable trend, making these voters highly up for grabs in future contests. Meanwhile, in Maine, an expensive U.S. Senate primary is underway as Democrats battle to unseat the long-serving Republican Senator Susan Collins. It's effectively a proxy battle between different factions within the Democratic Party, showcasing internal dynamics as they gear up for what promises to be a challenging general election.
Fascinating dynamics at play. Now, let's turn to India, where election season is always vibrant and full of unique challenges. What are the latest updates from the Bengal and Kerala polls?
India's political landscape is as active as ever, Arjav, with state elections drawing significant attention. In Bengal, the polls are being characterized as a fierce battle between the fear of Trinamool and trust in BJP, according to BJP leader Nitin Nabin during his recent visit. This highlights the intense political polarization and competing narratives dominating the state's elections. Down south in Kerala, we have a unique and quite perplexing challenge for candidates: name twins. The presence of multiple candidates with the same or very similar names on the ballot papers is causing headaches for the left, BJP, and Congress parties alike. This phenomenon can unfortunately lead to unwanted vote splits due to mistaken identities, particularly in contests that are decided by razor-thin margins.
An unusual but significant factor in tight races. Moving from politics to energy, and also within India, how is the country addressing its energy security, especially given the global volatility from the war?
Despite the global energy turbulence, particularly stemming from the Iran war and its impact on oil markets, India's center has assured the public there is no shortage, and that the nation's energy supply is secure for many months, Arjav. This confidence is largely buoyed by proactive efforts to ramp up domestic refinery production, with LPG output alone reportedly increasing by a significant 40%. The government is clearly prioritizing proactive management of its energy reserves and enhancing domestic production capabilities to insulate the country from external shocks, which is a crucial strategic move for national stability.
That's reassuring news for India. And finally, Arohi, a quick update from the world of sports. International cricket is making a significant return to Bengaluru.
Yes, Arjav, for cricket fans across the subcontinent and globally, this is exciting news. Bengaluru is set to host international cricket once again in a busy 2026-27 season. A highlight will be Zimbabwe embarking on their first bilateral tour of India since 2002, marking a significant return to form for international cricket in the city. This promises a vibrant season of matches for fans and a boost for the sport in the region, offering a welcome break from the more serious headlines.
And that wraps up our comprehensive look at today's top stories. From the intricate web of global politics and economic impacts to the evolving landscape of technology, privacy, and domestic policy, it's clear we're living through dynamic times. Before we sign off, here's a surprising fact for you. Did you know that when you send an email or stream a video, data travels as electrical signals or light pulses? While these individual electrons or photons have negligible mass, the estimated total mass of all the data on the internet at any given moment is roughly equivalent to a single strawberry. A tiny weight for a truly colossal amount of information, linking back to our discussions on data and technology. Thank you for joining us on News Briefing. We hope you found today's discussions informative and insightful. A huge thank you to our insightful reporter, Arohi, for bringing us the in-depth analysis. That's all for today. I'm Arjav. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for more essential news.